I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he's running to be the next GOP leader in the Senate, a job he says would be a lot easier if Republicans can manage to gain a sizable majority in November.
So hopefully we'll have, a lot of new Republican senators will have a nice majority, which will make it easier to try to get things done. As you know, it takes 60 votes to pass legislation up here. So we need to get as many Republicans across the line as we can.
Scott this week added his name to the list of senators running to replace Mitch McConnell when he steps down from his leadership post in November. Federal prosecutors don't want former President Trump to publicly discuss the government's use of lethal force policy during the FBI raid on his Florida home back in August of 2022.
Special Counsel Jack Smith isn't happy that the contents of a search warrant for President Trump's home in Florida have been revealed that authorized federal agents to use lethal force against the former president and his Secret Service detail. Smith is asking for a gag order against the former president to keep him from talking about it in the media.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Several tornadoes were reported in Iowa and Illinois as storms downed power lines and trees on Friday, just after a deadly twister devastated one small town. A request has been made to Boston beachgoers.
Scientists with a Boston aquarium are encouraging beachgoers to report sightings of great white sharks this holiday weekend after signs of shark bites were observed on multiple marine mammals. Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer in New England, and the region has been experiencing beach weather already. Beachgoers should be mindful of the presence of sharks in shallow waters and avoid areas where seals are present or schools of fish are visible. Sightings can be reported through a smartphone app called Sharktivity. John Scott reporting.
And this is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians say they don't think that label is political in nature, Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. This is SRN News. Internet-enabled phones are set to play a unique role in sub-Saharan Africa, as Jeremy House explains.
Despite growing mobile internet coverage on the continent of 1.3 billion people, just 25% of adults in sub-Saharan Africa currently have access. Expense is the main barrier. Low literacy rates and lack of services in many African languages are other reasons why a smartphone isn't a compelling investment for some.
That's Jeremy House. Tennessee, now the diaper state.
Families enrolled in the state's Medicaid program will become the first in the nation to be eligible for free diapers. Similarly, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also approved extending a pilot program in Delaware that provides free diapers and wipes to postpartum parents for the first 3 months after giving birth. On average, newborn babies can require 8 to 10 diapers a day, or around 300 a month. Toddlers can use 150 diapers a month.
That's Ron DeRockstra. More from SRNNews.com.